I don't know how it's going to come out, but I'm going to try and trust in the Lord. But if you guys have your Bibles this morning, I'm not saying you have to have one, but it would be a good thing. If you want to open up at Acts 9, it talks about the story. The story starts, it's the story about Damascus, right? The road to Damascus, Paul on the road to Damascus. And I just felt like we were singing the song about passion and things like that. And passion is something that we are enthusiastic about, right? Is that the right word? It's something that's inside of us and we want to do, and that can go both ways, naturally and spiritually, right? That's something that's just God-given. Now, how we use it, it's up to us. I feel like God's given us the freedom, but I believe that passion is God-breathed. We cannot serve God, or we cannot go after God if He has not placed, or if He's not the one that's stirring that passion, right? So I feel in this morning's hour, this is what I felt like the Lord was saying. I'm reading out of the message. It says, all this time Saul was breathing down the necks of the master's disciples out for the kill. He went to the chief priest and got arrest warrants to take them to the meeting places in Damascus, so that if he found anyone there belonging to the way, whatever men or women, he could arrest them and bring them to Jerusalem. Excuse me. He set off. When he got to the outskirts of Damascus, he saw suddenly, dazed by a blinding flash of light. As he fell to the ground, he heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you out to get me?" He said, "Who are you, Master?" Said, "I am Jesus, the one you are hurting, you are hunting down. I want you to get up and enter the city. In the city, you'll be told what to do next." So Saul had a passion, right? His passion was to go out and cut off the head of this thing that has arisen, or that rose up. And so he was passionate, but within the flesh, it was a desire inside of himself. But when we take passion and we allow it to give it to God, then it becomes something different. Now, passion has two different meanings. Passion is an interesting thing, is what I said. But passion is found in the Latin word passio, which means suffering. So in the natural, when we are passionate about something, sometimes it doesn't really cost us anything, right? Because it's something we want to do, and then eventually, I want to do something else, and then, nope, I want to do something else, right? But if we translate passion in the right context, in the context of being a born-again Christian, passion is fueled by sacrifice, right? Because when we are passionate going after the will and the desire of the Lord, He asks of us to lay aside things in our lives, right? And we can only allow, or we can only lay down those things to the side with Him in us, because He's the one that would flame that would stir the flame or fan the flame of passion. So I'm not sure, I'm probably murdering this, but I feel like the Lord is saying this morning that as Paul on the road to Damascus, his heart opened up to the reality of who God was, who Jesus was. And at that moment, the passion changed from a worldly set to a spiritual, a godly sense that I'm giving up my life to pursue this life and to proclaim it. So I feel like, in contrast with that, we look at the life of Jesus. It says the passion, the life of Jesus is the passion. And he enjoyed, or he on the way to the cross, it says in Hebrews 12:2, it says, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame. So it means that he had to lay down everything even though people stabbed him in the back, people talked against him and things like that, he had the passion, set out for God to do the will of God. And I feel like this morning we, or the Lord wants to birth that passion again, or he wants to ignite that passion that was inside of us, to bring that back to flame and kind of giving him the glory and all of that. So I might have messed this up or not conversed what I had in my mind, but I just feel like in this morning's hour that God is releasing a passion in the spiritual realm to go after him more and deeper than we have before. I feel like he's doing a new thing, but he's always doing a new thing, right? But he's doing a new thing inside of all of us. You know, we've gone through a season right now where the desire of God has just been kind of, things in our heart has just been kind of smothering. But I feel like he is taking away those things. He is, you know, I love the word that Shelly said yesterday or last week. Shelly was saying that the sun was setting, but there's a new day, there's a dawn that's coming, that the sun is coming up. And I just want to tap into that, you know, things in our lives that has been dormant and things of God that's laid dormant, God is stirring that. He's taking those things, he's breaking those things for us. He's the one that's breaking those things for us and bringing into our flame the passion that we have and that he desires for us. So I'm going to leave us with that because if I go on, I'm going to murder everything I just said. So just going to pray and then we're going to take communion and go from there. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for who you are. God, I pray that every word spoken here this morning, God, whatever it was and however it came out, God, that the truth of who you are and the passion and the desire that you have for us, God, will ring true in each and every heart this morning, God. You are the one, God, you've given us the words to plant the seeds, but you are the one that waters it and brings it to fruition. So we just thank you, God. We pray your blessing over each and every one here today, God, and just go with us as we leave and just allow that passion to stir in our hearts once again for who you are, God. I pray truths that we've made, lies that we've made truths will be cut down, God, and truth, your truth, will become a reality in our lives. God, I pray that you would give us revelation, understanding of who you are and what you have us do in this season, not just individually, God, but corporately, that you would allow each and every one of us, God, to understand who you are, who you've called us to be individually and as a corporate body and move forward, God. So we just thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your hand upon us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.